Hello and welcome back to Bourbon Barrel Talk. I'm your host, Scott Minton. Today we're shining a spotlight on a local gym, Dynasty Epoxy. They are Kentuckiana's leading epoxy flooring specialist. They transform any of your spaces into stunning masterpieces. Whether it's your garage, basement, or any other living space, they've got you covered. They've been perfecting their craft for over a decade, and with more than 30 years of combined experience on their team, with twin owners Seth and Phil, not only will you receive exceptional service, but you will also receive double the quality. For your free on-site quote, call 502-264-8808. Dynasty Epoxy. Skip the headache. Call the best. And we're back in with the Brock Bourbon Bar, and we are finishing up round two of the
part two of round two
for the tournament of NIT or tournament of 32 whiskeys. And these are all everyday shelfers that you should be able to find. And we are going to talk through them, and we are going to review them, but pick which one we'd like best and kind of go from there. We're starting off with Rise this time.
Rise and whiskeys, and then
we're going to finish off with barrel strength, correct?
Yes.
All right,
so Rise and Whiskeys.
Rise and Whiskeys, my bad. Because, yeah, you're right. Redwood Empire is in here.
Yes. Yep. They've moved on.
That's right. So. It's a blend of rye whiskey and whiskeys. Gotcha.
The one whiskey out of eight.
So
why do I have 7 and 6?
You don't have 7 and 6. A1 and A2. Let's go. Nose on the A1. A1 is solid.
Oh. Scott's talking over me so he can edit it out.
You mother truckers.
A1 is very sweet. A2's got sweetness, but
it's like two completely different fours off the nose.
So
earthiness.
I would say A2 almost is the pine, evergreen.
Evergreen. I'll give you 100%. Yeah. Minty, evergreeny. Yep.
Oh man, that first one though, it's so good.
Oh god,
it's so good. That is sweet. A little earthy.
It lingers. It hangs out nicely.
You don't really get a hug, which is fine. Don't need it.
Yeah, a little back on the tonsil area.
Yeah, you get it like
one's
right
pretty
here.
Solid. Oh, one's yeah. pretty solid. So, does anybody remember what the rye matchups are? So we have Ofo Rye versus JD Bonded?
No, I think Ofo Rye was up against.
Ofo was against Wilderness Trail.
JD Bonded was against Lost Monarch.
Mm. Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
So these are like non-competitors to a certain not the same company.
Unlike the other three freaking sections of the bracket. Or it's been
brother
against brother.
I will say that I have mine locked in.
I like both these for different reasons, though.
Yes, I'll agree with you that, but I have mine
one
locked
sweet,
in.
One's sweet, malty, got some really, really nice mild baking spices. The other one's like sweet, got some like rich baking spice.
Two's definitely...
Two's getting kind of that floral.
Yeah, but it's also got the heavier baking spice, which I do prefer.
It does.
When it comes to rye. It's gonna be a tough one.
As the most non-rye guy out of the four of us, the second one's pretty fucking tasty.
Oh yeah,
damn, that's fucking tough. That's incredibly tart.
As much as
I feel like I hear music in the background from where Barbara's walking over with all the glasses.
As I said,
it's really hard not to clink those things.
Yeah, she's.
She's done a fantastic.
Yes, she is.
Say, all
wonderful
you guys
job,
done,
Babs. Wonderful job.
All of you have done Barbara. God's work today. You know, in helping over the past few episodes.
Well, it's also helped us stay a little sober.
Mm-hmm. You speak for yourself.
Some of us haven't been in everyone.
What are you saying? You and Nick were the only ones that have been in every single episode?
I think for the most part.
I was an alternate.
Yeah, Nick was
an
alternate.
Yeah, but you're still drinking.
Yes,
yeah.
I had to drink for him.
Where we didn't.
Darn.
Man.
I wish I was at my own house.
I have mine locked in.
All right, I'm gonna let y'all go because I'm hoping I don't need
come
to
be third.
No, you're gonna
first.
Be a,
remember,
because
we don't want
to
tempt your flavor power.
Hang on, let me. I want to sample this.
Oh god, Carl, go first. Fuck this. Jared's slowing shit down.
A two
for Nick.
I'm
A1.
I sort of figured that.
I'm gonna go A1.
A1. What's A1, Barbara? Do you know? I'm thinking it's either Ofo or it's JD.
Are you picking
A1? Yeah. We're good. We don't need a tiebreaker. A1 or A2? Which one? A1 is what we picked as the winner. What's A1? JD Bonded. Good deal.
What was it?
JD Bonded Rye. A2 is the Lost Monarch.
I knew there's a reason why.
It's all right. I mean, as much as I like Lost Monarch, the JD Bonded.
And I'll be honest with you, I really enjoyed 2 for a totally different reason.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just sweet, subtle, but it's so malty. So malty.
See, I like that malted part.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Because it gave it a little more complexity to me. But though, I mean, both of them are great pours. If somebody handed them to me, I'm not mad.
No. 100%. I'm
And I think that's why I like that as the
I'm like the 20-year-old dude, man. I'm DTF, right? On both those.
Yeah. So if you look at the two that we just got, these two rides we just got, the color difference is dramatic.
Oh, yeah. A4 is much darker.
Oh, yeah.
Much darker.
So I'm wondering how much of a age difference there is between these. I'm diving in with A4 first.
Uh-oh. Scotty Two Hotties. Very happy.
You made a weird ass face for you saying that's good.
Anybody else just hear nope?
You said, "Oh, that's good," and then you made a face like your mom punched you in the dick. Like what the fuck, dog?
Sometimes I make some weird faces on stuff I do like. Jared can attest to this because he seen me drinking.
Is that
this
climaxing month. Face? Is that what your wife gets whenever you busted the nut?
The O face.
that would be the O ugly face? Ass O face.
I mean, like, that was a weird ass face. You're like, oh man, that's so good.
Nick ain't gonna like the finish on the first one.
I didn't care for it too much.
I hope everything's okay with the peanut gallery because there was a very loud and audible oh, and I don't know what it was about. Barbara's doing a great job.
So I went in reverse order. So I went 8-4-8-3.
Yeah, I'm doing the reverse order.
I refuse.
You're just not cool.
I'm trying not to have you guys influence my decision or my thought process, right? So if you guys are doing A3 and I'm doing A4, then it's a different realm or a different dive in.
Scott's going to be so special. My name is Scott.
The nose on 3 is just, it's got a little funk.
A3?
Yeah, it's got a little funk. A3 does.
So this would be Old Foe versus.
You say so.
Wilderness Trail.
Yep. It's sweet, but it's got a little funk to it.
I think A4 listen, has.
I'm not gonna lie. I've had a lot of whiskey today.
Yes, you have.
About to do a fucking spit take here in a second.
I think I have. This is a tough one.
It really is. They're both delicious in different ways.
They're similar, but not similar at the same point.
So A3 to me is like. Well, shit, I don't want to influence anybody's decision.
No. My thoughts on A3 is that it lingers. It has depth, and it hits a few different notes. And so,
of those notes, though, they're more on the floral, complex spice.
Yes.
Like, I mean, it's got nice things that are going on with it.
I think with A3, it kind of dips into floral a little bit, but it keeps with a lot more of the rye baking spices that I tend to enjoy a little bit more.
Whereas A4 is sweet, subtle. It's got a little bit more of the, what I would call the mild baking spices. Like
yes.
It's on the back part, though.
A little bit of cinnamon, a little bit of clove.
But it dives. Like it does. Ends, it finishes so quickly before it's you have to like go back a few times.
So it's Jared, it finishes quickly.
Two pump jump.
Six pump. Come on, now. Give him a little love. Give him a love. Six.
Three. You're giving him a lot of credit, then.
I mean, we call him the Minute Man, not the... Not the two pump jump.
Just because I'm awesome doesn't mean nothing.
Man, I tell you,
we're going. You're,
is somebody
you're,
voting?
You're batting we, like what?
A3.
A3. All right.
A4.
A3. I'm A4. Barbara.
Babsy Babs. Babsy Babs.
Tiebreaker.
Babsy Babsy Babs.
A4. Come here. You're fucked up.
How'd you fuck up? Try that one first.
Barbara, you're doing
just
a great
renumber
job.
Them.
It doesn't matter. It's fine. Oh God.
We're doing great. We're having.
No, we haven't had any today.
I'm just saying.
I think this is an appropriate one for her to compare.
Be a tiebreaker on?
Yes.
Being as she is the rye queen?
Yes.
Number two? A4 it is. A4, what's the winner? I'm guessing that's Old Foe.
I think it's Old Foe.
I was thinking the first one was Wilderness Trail.
Yeah, first one I think is Wilderness
I liked
Trail.
It a little more.
A4, which one's, shit, she's drunk. A4,
Wilderness Trail.
I'm surprised.
Wait a minute, this is the first OFO to go down.
This is the first OFO to go down, yeah.
That's wild. It didn't smell like OFO at all, A3.
So it wasn't, so to me it wasn't even the smell, it was just the unique sweetness that came through. I was actually thinking that it was probably OFO, but only because of the mid palate and how sweet it was.
Yeah.
With A4, but A3 was, there you go, Wilderness Trail. Hobby damn. So,
OFO's down.
Wilderness Trail makes some solid rise. Do you want to smack louder?
I've been saying for years that Wilderness Trail's rise, just like Starlight Rise, right? Like,
especially 2016.
Yes.
Those Rise.
Those Rise have been hitting.
Okay.
All right,
Scott
Tim.
Jr.
Hey, he did it first.
It's all right.
I did do it first, but I was hoping Barbara had the other pours over here, and then I just realized that she said she fucked up, so I had no idea which one was which, but there's no other glasses coming. So that being said,
okay, so
are there any surprises that have come so far? So we are basically in the tail end of what we're doing so far. So we've went through 1.5 rounds.
My surprise is there was not a single out of the three wild turkeys make it through.
Yeah. I
which is
disagree.
A shock to me.
Yeah, I really thought that wild turkey... The Russell's Reserve six-year rye, I thought, would have been.
Oh, yeah.
Or the rare breed.
The problem is rare breed is going up a bunch of big hitters.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's the problem.
I mean, Old Granddad 114 is right there with it.
Right. I think that's my thing. Like, if you put rare breed versus OGD 114.
That's going to be a tough one.
They're similar palates. They're similar mash bills. They both have that really, really nice, like, complexity on baking spice and rye and all those things, right? So,
yeah.
There's really not a massive... I think we could blind them 30 times, and it would be 15-15.
Probably.
Or 14-16 or 13-17.
It would be close to being 50-50.
Yes, it would be close to 50-50.
So, you know, since we're in intermission here, what's the parent company of Basil Hayden? I thought it was Brown or Jim Beam.
Jim Beam.
Yeah, Jim Beam.
So that's old granddad.
So, okay. So OGD, as you were saying, were similar mash bills. How similar is that?
They're exactly the same.
No, I think they're just slightly off.
Oh, is
because,
it?
Because I say,
so Jim OGD, Beam, I think, is like 76-14-10, whereas I think Wild Turkey is like closer to like 70-20-10.
Oh,
something
I thought he was
like
talking... Basil Hayden versus OGD.
No. No. Basil Hayden, OGD are the same one. But whenever he was comparing like rare breed versus OGD,
yeah, you're a few points off one way or the other.
Right, but still, I mean,
I think the rye on Wild Turkey is slightly higher than it is on Basil Hayden / OGD 114.
So, is the peanut gallery looking this up?
Well, it's not the peanut gallery. It's just Jared.
I'm so used to me and him.
The peanut gallery is slowing down our tastings.
I'm so used to being me and him doing the peanut gallery.
With all fairness, Nick did say Barbara was going to fuck this up somehow.
I did not say that.
It's all Nick's fault. That's all it is, people.
Oh, you said it. So, don't be a bitch and say you didn't say it.
This is from 2015, but it says the Wild Turkey bourbon mash bill is 75-13-12.
75-13-12. So 76-14-10 would be, which is what I think OGD 114 is.
I think you're...
There was one. Is this the one website? Here we go. All right, hang on. This is the website I'm looking for. I say hang on. This is going to take... There's a shit ton of whiskey.
Okay, we'll start sniffing.
Through. Y'all do that.
A6, A7.
Some Barber pours.
Sorry. 63, 27, 10.
I can't see. A7 and A5.
No. A7, what's a 6?
It should be A6, A5.
No, it's A5 and
it's
A6.
Like, what?
Okay.
So, no, she did that properly. She did that right.
I can't read, people.
And these are the barrel strength ones, correct?
Yes,
correct.
These are going in a barrel strength barrel.
That's up for debate. So, Jim Beam, this says Old Granddad and Old Granddad Bottom Bond. It doesn't say 114, so we're rolling with
it. It's all the same. Old Granddad,
I know. That's
Hayden.
Why I'm rolling with it. 63-27-10.
Oh, so it's a way higher mash bill.
Hmm. And then I'm going to look for what this...
No, that's right. That's right. 63... Yeah. I totally forgot, but that's right.
Just saw a picture of...
So the Knob Creek is the other one. It's like the 76-14.
Okay.
Rare breed is 75-13-12.
Yeah.
So it's not far off.
That's not crazy
about
off.
10 core.
No.
But when you're talking about 10% rye, that's a lot of spice, right? That's a lot of spice.
That's spice.
Well, yeah.
So anyway, all right. A5, A6, what we got here, fellas?
Both are sweet. One's a little sweeter than the other.
Oh, A5 has definitely got the nose, dog.
Yeah. I was trying to be neutral on this.
I mean, you can be as neutral as you want. I'm just telling you, A5's got the nose. A5's that nose can literally just sit there and go, sit at the campfire, smoke some cigars, sip on for days, nose fuck the shit out of the glass. A5 is it.
Dude, I don't know what, I forget what cigar I was smoking. And it wasn't like, I don't think it would be necessarily a sweeter cigar, but man, I was sipping some OFO 100 on it, and it made the OFO 100 so freaking sweet. I mean, OFO 100 is sweet already, but I mean, it made it like a freaking like candy store. It was so good.
When I drink a like rare breed or something.
To the candy shop.
I was waiting for that one.
sorry. Go ahead.
When I'm drinking 50 cent. Rare breed and smoking a cigar, it brings out that rye real bad on me.
Mm, I believe that.
It's necessary. Sometimes it's a good thing. Sometimes not.
Well, apparently don't.
For those that have listened to the podcast frequently, one bourbon that has actually been very good for me whenever I've smoked cigars, Henry McKenna.
Wash out your mouth with soap now, please.
I don't need to drink anymore. I'm good. We ready to go?
Hold on.
Hold on 1 second.
I need something to take that thought out of my head.
Russell's honestly, 10. They're both good in their own right, but there's one that stands out clearly. If we're not 4 out of 4 on this, I'm going to punch one of y'all in the nuts, whoever's off.
It's probably me.
One of you is going to fucking be off, and that's what's going to happen. I'm going to punch one of you in the
dick.
Now
I'm starting to overthink it. Now you're going to make me forcibly pick one. Yeah, now I'm
I still need them.
No, you don't. You've already got her knocked up.
You're lying to solidify it so you can die.
And I'm not editing that one out. We're close. We're fucking in the. We're like at the 80-yard line, dog. I'm not editing this shit out.
Scott, don't give up. Fuck.
Yeah, I got mine.
I think I got mine. I want to taste this first.
A5.
Really?
A5.
I fucking told you I'm
so. I'm going to come punch Jared in the dick. A5. Jared, you better get this shit right before I get over there. Give me 1920, Barbara, A5. For the win. A5. What's A5, Barbara?
So three of us are A5 already.
It's either Jack Daniels or it's fucking Old Forster 1920.
It's got to be
it's
Old
one
Forster.
Or the other. 1920, that's what
it
I'm saying.
It beat out Jack Daniels.
Is that what it beat out?
Jack
Daniels?
Yeah, it did.
That's why I like the... I'm not going to lie.
They were both good.
They were both good. The Jack Daniels gave... For some reason, it came up really
nutty.
I want
some more brisket dip. That's all I'm saying at this point.
I need some buffalo chicken at this point. Fuck.
Oh, you don't want the spice at this point, man.
Oh, God, no. That would hurt.
All this barrel strength
like
and
the
then
pain.
Throwing the space on
Give
top
me the pain.
Of it. Barbara, by the way, thank you for keeping this together for
Barbara's
us.
Killing it.
You're doing God's work.
So we have A7 and A8.
This is it.
I mean,
I'm finishing off A5.
The Catholics do like to drink.
That's A5.
He said it was God's work. I'm just saying, Barbara. Barbara.
I got a heavy pour.
A7, A8. What do we got here?
I'm still working on, damn it.
I'm sniffing. I'm sniffing. They call me Sniffer. Sniffer. Flastus.
What?
Flipper. Remember Flipper?
No, he doesn't remember Flipper.
Flipper.
I'm too young for that shit.
Scott, dude, they're too young to remember that.
The nose.
I may be 34, but I'm
7. Oh my
good.
God!
That's two totally different noses, though. That's wild. A8 has a
dude,
completely
but A7, dude. I don't know if I hope the flavor comes through on this nose.
Well, you got Yellowstone versus who's the last one? Oh, Granddad.
Old Granddad.
Oh, this is tough.
Damn, that's pretty tasty. I don't hate that at all, whatsoever. If I hated it, I'd have to shoot myself.
I just burnt my nostril.
You're welcome.
Wrong pipe.
So I will say that the nose on A7, as fantastic as it is, the flavor's still good, but it's not as good as the nose.
Yeah.
Me. All right, call me Beaker, huh?
I got mine locked in.
I'm going to get smacked here in a second. But not
I know
Scott.
Which one I'm choosing.
Damn, already?
Already.
I know which one I love more than the other.
He's biased because he knows which one it is.
I mean, three of us on here were part of one of these. It's sweetness or rust.
This is Yellowstone. This is the other one.
Is it's just eight, which one really you... bland on the palate?
It's
more...
It's complexity from the sweet side. Yeah. So there's lots of subtle notes that come along with that.
If your mouth is as toasted as ours, it's not going to pick up the sweetness.
Okay.
So this is Yellowstone. What was the other one?
Oh, Granddad.
OGD 114. Man, the nose on OGD 114. I forgot how fucking fantastic that
but
was.
But the pepper at this point is coming out a lot.
Yeah.
Yes. That's the difference for me. I'm either getting a slight nuttiness or the pepper. Yeah. And that's more or less what I'm preferring at the time.
I'm going one more time.
I'm going to be a little different backwards. Because I am not preferring the nuttiness, pepperiness right now.
Carl said he doesn't, both of them. He doesn't like the nuttiness in his mouth at this point.
Carl doesn't like nuts in his mouth.
No, I don't. I'm just going to go ahead and say A8.
Really?
I'm going to A8.
Jared?
The palate is so bland on A8.
It is.
Maybe you're bland.
But it's complex, though. It's bland, but
it's complex. I don't get anything other than fucking nothing.
How many fucking bourbons have we had today?
It is caramel. It is a little bit of
white pepper. White
stone fruit, light pepper. It's got so much going on. I'm A8. Fuck you. We don't even need your decision. A8. What's A8, Barbara? Yellowstone?
Well, hold on. Yeah, let's find out.
I love OGD 114.
I do too.
But at this point,
I will tell you, if I was going purely off nose, A7 would blow A8 out of the way. A8 is Yellowstone. Listen, I'm telling you.
Here's the thing. It's at this point of how many bourbons and whiskeys and ryes we've had.
So are you A8, by the way, real quick, before I'm interrupting Carl?
Doesn't matter.
I'm just curious. Who is it?
Yes,
no.
Are you A7 or A8? Matter. It does matter. I want your opinion regardless of whether nose.
Yes, we want your opinion.
This is the best day I've ever had. Jared shut his own mic off. I couldn't do it for him.
Barbara slapped
him.
Totally
couldn't shut my own freaking mic off.
Just give us a. We don't care.
The best day was
A7's palate better, though.
Dude.
That's fine.
And that's fine.
100% fine.
Dude,
they're both great points.
No,
A7's nose
is peer pressure. This is peer pressure, and this is bullying, and I don't appreciate it.
You're a whiny bitch. All right. Anyway, A8 is the winner.
It is
Yellowstone.
Mom. Call Dad.
What I can tell you is the three of us know what we liked, and we know what we picked.
Mm-hmm. Very much. Anyway, don't get me wrong. Yellowstone, after we've had a few, it's easier to drink. It's nicer to drink. It's more pleasant to me.
I got to call and see if he's got any of these left.
Cause
I might buy a couple more if he's got any left.
I got one unopened.
I've got one unopened left right now. Really? What are you doing?
John bought one and we opened his, so we finished his off. So I didn't have to drink mine.
Mom, call Dad.
So let's go over the last of the brackets here. It's easy. I got it, Barbara. We got it. So anyway, we have Old Forester 1920 versus the Yellowstone single barrel. And then we have Wilderness Rye, right?
Wilderness Rye.
Did knock off Opo. So this was a crazy round, really enjoyable, but that is our episode.
Is it?
It is our episode.
Let's keep going for another hour to see what happens.
Nah, I'm done. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm not saying we have to go home tonight. I'm not saying we have to drink. Let's just sit here and drink water and just chit-chat for no reason.
No, there's no reason to bore the fans that long.
I don't think they like us that much. I mean, you never know.
That is true. You do never know.
My wife likes me, so that means...
So is mine, but that doesn't mean anything. She doesn't get annoyed with it.
Anyway, that's our episode of Bourbon Barrel Talk. If you want to find us,
Nick's
find
getting a lap dance over here.
Facebook, the Instagram, or the X. Make sure you
Carl,
send any questions.
Carl, put your shirt back on.
Wait a minute. Whose shirt came off?
Yeah, that was yours earlier.
Send your questions to Bourbon Barrel Talk at gmail.com.
Scott, put your pants on.
Make sure you hit the subscribe button, whether you're listening to Facebook, Instagram, or whether you're listening to Spotify or iTunes.
The X.
The X, that's right. This is Scott, Carl, Nick, and Jared signing off. Peace.
See ya.
Peace out.